A week after the New Hampshire voters, after the New Hampshire primaries, seven states hold their primaries, and up to now, most of the focus has been on South Carolina, the first test of the candidate's strength in the South. But Congressman Dick Gephardt's withdrawal from the race this week puts another important primary in play. More delegates are at stake in Missouri on February 3rd than anywhere else that day. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, Democratic campaigns are scrambling to develop organizations and strategies in a state that they had written off.
There have been few sightings of Democratic candidates in Missouri. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean attended a few fundraisers here, most recently in October, and that's about it. Democrats pretty much conceded Missouri to Dick Gephardt, who's represented the state in Congress for nearly 30 years. But on Monday night, when his campaign indicated he was pulling out of the race, suddenly 87 delegates were up for grabs in Missouri. The other campaigns immediately began to mobilize. By the next day, television stations in St. Louis and Kansas City said they were being contacted about airtime for political ads. Bill Buck is with the campaign of retired General Wesley Clark.
Campaigns are looking to obviously build structures in Missouri over a very short time frame. Obviously, Missouri being a state that borders Arkansas is a state that General Clark looks forward to traveling to and campaigning in.
Nothing's been scheduled yet, but the campaigns of Dean, Clark, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, and North Carolina Senator John Edwards all say they're planning visits here. Missouri's Democratic elected officials, the governor, the state auditor, congressmen, many of them superdelegates and former Gephardt supporters, are also getting calls and making calls themselves. Besides Gephardt, the Dean campaign is the only one that has any sort of organization in Missouri right now, made up mostly of volunteers recruited through internet-based meetups. Labor unions in Missouri and the organization they bring were one of the reasons Gephardt was expected to dominate at home. With Gephardt gone, Bob Kelly, head of the Greater St. Louis Labor Council, says Missouri locals are not likely to endorse or work for another candidate before February 3rd.
I think if one of the candidates were able to get the remnants of the Gephardt staff to come on board, they'd certainly have a leg up in Missouri, because the Gephardt people know Missouri. They know the politics. They know the areas. They know the targets. And they very much could be an asset to one of the candidates. And so I would think they're going to get courted first and heavy.
Even though he's out of the race, Dick Gephardt's name remains on the ballot. Any votes cast for him will be allocated among the other candidates who win delegates. Gephardt says he hopes his supporters won't vote for him and urges them to vote for someone still in the race. But so far, he's offering supporters little guidance. He would only say this week that he hasn't decided whether he'll endorse another candidate or not. Herb Cohn, head of the Kerry campaign in Missouri, says even though he's out of the race, Gephardt remains a key figure.
Well, I think he is. I think his endorsement is important, although I think some people would argue that based on the endorsements that you saw for Howard Dean in Iowa from various people, some office holders and some not, it's not the be-all, end-all.
As important as Missouri could potentially be in the nominating process, voters are not likely to see much of the candidates until after next week's primary in New Hampshire. And at that point, Missourians will have to share those candidates' time with six other states, stretched from South Carolina to Arizona. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.